Well, sadly, forensic pathologists in Dallas will be hard at work today. It is a tough job to care for the dead, and there are not enough people trained to do it. Across the country, there are twice as many open jobs as there are physicians, and communities are having a hard time attracting and keeping them. Among them, Maricopa County in Arizona. Carrie Young from Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
A typical day at the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office begins with an all-staff meeting to review the morning's caseload. For Dr. Bridget Utenier, it's going to be a busy day.
I have a variety of cases today. I have a gentleman who was shot multiple times by another outside of his residence, so it's a likely homicide.
Utenier dons her protective clothing and face mask. Her caseload includes multiple homicides, so she swapped one of her cases with another doctor, who'll be doing some similar examinations.
Anytime we have a number of homicides in a day, that can increase the complexity of the day.
Utenier is one of 10 forensic pathologists working full-time in this Phoenix office, but 10 doctors for the nearly 5,000 death investigations that pass through here means long days and creative scheduling, says Jeff Johnston, chief medical examiner.
With the economy downturn, we lost 3 of those positions, and we've been straddling 8 to 10 physicians for the last 5 years.
Johnston says keeping up with the work and staying fully staffed is important. The reports his office generates impact a lot of people, from homicide investigators and public health officials to the deceased's loved ones.
It's not that any individual exam takes us any longer, it's just that there's too many of them. So we still try to prioritize based on the best interest of the public.
Johnston insists the staffing challenges haven't impacted the quality of the autopsy reports his office generates. What suffers is turnaround time on the reports, and Maricopa County isn't alone.
The estimate is that we're at about 50% of the forensic pathologists needed to adequately supply the demand in this country.
David Fowler is with the National Association of Medical Examiners. He says typically there are about 40 physicians a year that graduate with the right credentials.
Everybody's going to be forced to try and protect their staff from being poached by another office. And if you don't do that, you're going to lose staff. The workload goes up. You end up with a very rapid downward spiral.
So what's a medical examiner's office to do to stay on top of things? That's a question officials in Maricopa County are taking very seriously.
And then the medical examiner, the next chart you see some statistics regarding their caseload information. The medical
in a recent budget meeting, county supervisors approved $1.5 million in additional funding for the medical examiner's office for the coming year, so they can better compete for employees as they work to hire 3 additional forensic pathologists. Included is an adjustment to maintain industry competitive salaries. And while that's still less than the average hospital pathologist, officials hope a $10,000 moving package, 6 weeks of paid vacation, and a lower caseload threshold might convince someone to come here rather than another major city. As for Dr. Jeff Johnston at Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office, he's confident this will help his office in the short term, but
it's a stress on the office, and it's continued to be a stress on the office.
In the end, he says the medical profession as a whole needs to rethink training practices and expose students to forensic pathology earlier in their med school experience. Hopefully then, he adds, more people will consider a career in forensics. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Young in Phoenix.